On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with breaking news coming in from the Western Cape. The High Court has dismissed an application for leave to appeal brought by all three accused in the case of missing Jocelyn Smith. The six-year-old's mother, Kelly, her boyfriend, Jacques Apollis, and Stefano van Rijn have been convicted of kidnapping and human trafficking after Jocelyn disappeared from her Saldanha Bay home in February 2024. The trio approached the court in a bid to have their convictions and life sentences overturned. Earlier on, Nobutleng Kabayi, who represents Van Rijn, accused Judge Nathan Erasmus of judicial bias during the trial.
The court was interjecting.
When you were cross-examined?
Yes. Threatening him that this sonical will make a field out of you.
I'm not sure that you're correct on what you're saying, but let's accept the submissions. I told you yesterday, you must be careful of twisting the facts.
Erasmus is currently dealing with witness Laurentia Lombard on whether she should be criminally charged following her testimony after turning state witness during the trial. Back home, eThekwini's mayor says the reopening of Codemore Bridge is just the beginning as the city continues to rebuild after years of flood damage. The bridge in Yellowwood Park, south of Durban, was one of many structures destroyed during the 2022 floods. After a long and challenging construction process, delayed by technical issues and further flooding, the first vehicles crossed the new double carriageway earlier this month. Today, Mayor Cyril Xaba officially opened the bridge with a ribbon-cutting ceremony.
There's going to be more that we'll be unveiling because they're at various stages of development. So it excites me that at least we are able to respond. Remember, we had also rains which actually delayed construction. So we knew that some would be impacted by that, but I can tell you they're on course and I really have no fear that they will also deliver not just what we've asked them to do, but quality projects.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa says the lack of clean water largely affects women and children. Ramaphosa spoke at the African Union Africa Water Investment Summit in Cape Town earlier. The summit was attended by different African leaders and potential investors for Africa's water structures.
It is important that we should build a world where every drop of water counts and every community thrives because of access to water. I raise the issue of women advisedly because in the end, particularly on our continent, it is women who bear the brunt of lack of access to water.
And on the international front, Russia branded as insignificant today's European diplomatic consultations with Ukraine. It's ahead of Friday's planned summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Alaska. Russia's foreign ministry said Moscow considers the consultations to be politically and practically unimportant. It says while Europeans verbally support Washington and Moscow's diplomatic efforts around Ukraine, the European Union is sabotaging them. Your top story this hour, the High Court in the Western Cape has dismissed an application for leave to appeal brought by all three accused in the case of missing Jocelyn Smith. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Springboks wary of the big Aussie Bruisers ahead of their Rugby Championship clash on Saturday. The Hollywood Bet Sharks named their side for their crucial Currie Cup showdown with Griquas on Friday. And Christian Romero to take over the captaincy at Tottenham Hotspur.